Line Cool Tech. We're fun.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
Cool.
Cool. And blind
here. Ah! God! Who put that wall there?
And all come together.
October 3rd, 2008. I'm Larry Skukon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech, and we have some special guests. I hope you'll join us today. We're in Louisville, Kentucky at the TGI Fridays. Thank you. And we have with us today a student named Chase Crispin. Some of you may know him from the YouTube videos and the Blind Cool Tech podcasts. He's done several on the Braille Plus. And his mom, I didn't catch your first name?
Dana.
Yep. And they're from Blair, Nebraska. And Chase came down here as a winner of one of the winners of the APH essay contest. And we'll have him maybe tell us a little bit about that, too. But also with us is Ken Perry.
Have your own sweet tea.
Who,
we have his pie.
You all probably haven't heard from. But he's a new programmer with us at American Printing House for Blind. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Are y'all ready to order?
We are.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
I'll grab the Jack Daniel's burger.
Okay.
Same here.
Same thing, okay.
They want the chicken fingers and fries.
The chicken fingers and fries? Honey mustard, ranch, or barbecue sauce?
None.
None? Okay.
And I'll take the grilled All-American chicken sandwich.
The grilled All-American chicken sandwich, chicken fingers, dry, no sauce, and two Jack Daniel's burgers. All right, I'll be right back. Okay.
Thanks. Good, no chickens had fingers.
Just had. Remember I told you about
all
that.
All right. So, so Chase won a essay contest. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Chase?
Sure. APH had an essay contest for the 150th anniversary. And I wrote an essay just because I guess I just wanted to. I wasn't expecting to win. And we heard back at the beginning of August saying that I got third place in my category. And they said, Becky Snyder said, will you come to APH for the annual meeting? And we decided we would go ahead and come, and that's how I got here.
Yeah, and part of this essay contest was this is the 150th anniversary of APH's founding. So I think, what was the contest? How have APH products affected you or something?
Yeah, how APH products have helped me become independent.
So yeah, that was cool. And Chase got to take a tour of APH yesterday, and we got to chat with him a little bit. And we've just been going to all the different events at the annual meeting so far. And have you learned anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you think about that new Braille writer?
That was neat. I like that erase feature.
Did you get to put your hands on it?
Yep.
I hadn't even got to see it yet.
Oh, really?
I knew we were doing it, but I didn't know. I hadn't seen the final product.
So is it released yet?
As of today.
Oh, wow.
That was the release.
Good timing, huh?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was really neat. I picked it up and it was pretty light. And it's just, it's more, I almost want to say more modern, the way it's set up.
What would you compare the size to?
Pretty much a regular trailer. It's just a little bit smaller. It just has differences. The margins, instead of being on the back of the trailer underneath the paper, they're now on the front above the keys.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and then you can push on the foot of the trailer, you know, that goes across your sheet of paper. Press down on one part of it, and it'll actually erase what you wrote.
Yeah, isn't that a cool idea?
Yeah. And there's also a little tray on the front of the paper, or on the front of the brailler. So when the paper's coming out, it doesn't fall off the end and just go down to the table. It will stay on this little tray so you can read what you've been writing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chase, tell us about what you're doing back in Nebraska. You're in the sixth grade, I think you said?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Where are you going?
And I like to swim. I like music. I play piano, recorder, penny whistle, and clarinet and bass clarinet.
Wow. So, yeah, I guess yeah, some of the Blind Cool Tech people know you from your different YouTube and Blind Cool Tech podcasts. So
yeah.
I take it you're pretty interested in technology.
Oh, yeah. My goal is to get a degree in computer programming in college and work at APH.
Hey, we'll be holding a position open for you there. So, and you were telling me yesterday you've taken a look at Python a little bit.
Yeah, I want to learn it, and I've downloaded books from Bookshare, and I've downloaded the Python utility onto the PC and the developer application part of the Braille Plus, but I haven't really started. But yeah, I'm going to. I'd like to write a little application that you could push a key command and it would go out and download email and update RSS feeds and, you know, update your newsstand periodicals.
Now you and me think just alike, Chase. I've been wanting that in there for a long time.
So have I.
You write it in there and we'll put it in.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to do that someday. But so many different little things to do. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, it'd be nice, too, if you could just set it, say, I want it to do this at 4:30 in the morning, so when I get up at 5, it'll all be ready for me.
Yeah.
So like a scheduler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we've already got alarms in there, so it's really just not much of an
issue. So it'd just be kind of like a little link to the planner, the alarms in the planner.
Yep.
And that's cool.
Well, and Ken, since you're new here, too, to Blind Cool Tech, why don't you give us a little background on you, too?
What kind of background? I guess I can go all the way back. I was in the Air Force. I lost my sight in the Air Force. After that, the military paid me to go back to school. I got my computer science degree, bachelor's in computer science and software engineering.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, I went to Salt Lake Community College for the first 2 years, and I went to Weber State for the last 2 years.
Okay.
And I graduated Dean's List with honors and stuff. I've kept up my education just by teaching myself about every language there is. So I code in everything from C++ to Python to Assembler. I still even do Assembler, which is kind of scary. I do all the scripting languages.
I love Assembler.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
you're the one that got me started on it back in the ASAP days. So.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. I didn't know Assembler. I pulled down those four files from the BBSs. Do you remember the Intel opcode?
Yeah.
I got started with that.
I'll be darned.
And the last 8 years, I've spent up in Canada working for a Disability Resource Center in Victoria. And I did volunteer work running the CNIB's computer club, so I'm now down at APH, right where I think I belong, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we hope to have you there for the next 50 years.
We can hope.
Now, what about you, Dana? Would you like to introduce yourself to the Blind Cool Tech people?
I'm the proud mother of Chase. I am a nurse. I've been an OB nurse for 18 years, and now I'm currently a school nurse for Chase Post in middle school, which I love it. I don't get to see him very much during the day, which is okay.
But I'm busy.
I'm there every day. So. I'm currently going to grad school to get my master's in nursing education. So I can teach.
She's smart.
Yeah.
You get that from me, right?
Runs in the family, yeah. Well, you two sound like you're pretty good friends, too. That's cool.
The love of my life, Jeff. What's your way smarter than his mom will ever be.
When she's doing her online, because she does her master's online, she's always asking me, how do you do this? How do you do that?
All right.
I've learned a lot about computers from Chase.
Okay. Excellent. Well, and Chase, as far as programming goes, what gets you interested in that? Just the fact that you can manipulate the machine, or well, tell us a little bit about that.
I think it's just because you can. I mean, it'll be difficult at times, but you can make what you want. What you envision being on the machine.
Yeah.
You're not limited to what the manufacturer has put in there. And it helps with the Braille Plus because you have the Linux console, so if you want to get in there and put in other applications, you can do that.
You know, we had a hard time deciding whether we were going to include the console, ability to get to the console in with this device, and it was students just like you that made us decide, yeah, let's do this, because we know there's going to be some kids out there that are going to want to, you know, get into this machine and make it really do everything it can. So you make me very glad that we made that decision.
Yeah. And then for people that don't really know much about it, when I got the Braille Plus, I just ignored it forever. And then one day I decided I wanted to learn the console because I've heard good things about it. So I got on that Icon Tech list.
Uh-huh.
And I asked it just some questions about how to get in there. And I got a lot of emails back with different web resources to go to and just basics. Now I can install applications and run some basic apps.
Have you tried some basic, some real, first level programming, like just doing a hello world and that kind of stuff?
I tried once. I wrote hello world.
Gosh, maybe we should start up a users group for budding programmers. That'd be an idea.
I'd be willing to moderate that, by the way. Want to run one.
Yeah. You've got a setup already to do that, too, don't you?
I don't have any setup, actually.
So you mean like a mailing list?
Something like that, yeah.
Or maybe a Drupal site or something?
Yeah.
A forum?
A wiki?
That'd be a good thing.
I can do the wiki, because I know some wiki code. Because I do some of the wiki on the Icon Braille Plus user site.
Yep, you sure do.
Yeah.
Well, tell us too, don't you have a blog?
Yeah, yep. Blind Mobile Tech.
What?
Blind Mobile Tech.
Okay.
Who do you use for your blog?
Blogger.
Blogger?
Yeah. And that's just the first thing I kind of chose, but I may switch to WordPress at some point. Well, I don't have any. A lot of people have complaints about Blogger, but I don't really. I don't have any issues with it.
Do you use the web to blog, or do you email your blog to? How do you do it?
I use the web. What I usually do is type up the post in Word.
For chicken sandwich?
I fix the spelling errors, and then I go
chicken
back
fingers.
And post it. The plate is warm.
How do you like the accessibility of your blogs?
It's pretty accessible. It's pretty nice.
Are you hungry?
And was the sign-up process accessible? Or?
Yeah, there was an audio captcha, but the nice thing with me, those are kind of a pain because you have to, you know, it has that background noise of the captcha. You know, you can hear the English, but it has other languages in the background and stuff.
Yeah.
But it will play it twice. It'll say it, and it'll say once again and play it again so you can check it. But otherwise, all you have to do is just put in your name of your blog, your email address, and your name, and you're done.
Have you tried LiveJournal?
No, I would like to, because then I could use the Braille Plus.
You could use the Braille Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken and I were just talking yesterday about, a blog, the thing that's so hard about a blog to me and to Ken too, I guess, is just getting into the web page and getting it all set up. You know, usually when you want to do a blog, you just want to be able just to do it right then and there and not have to spend 5 minutes getting to it and all that. So it'd be nice to have something, maybe an application you could run on the PC or something on the Braille Plus that you can just type and send it up to it. Or Ken was telling me there's an email interface too to some of them. That'd make it easy.
I haven't had luck with that.
You hadn't?
Uh-uh.
What's been your experience?
Well, every time I try to email a post, I get back these errors that said,
"How's everything taste, you guys?"
Right, thank you.
Great. More napkins? How much are you going to ask for?
Oh, yeah.
I gotcha. Everything can be pretty messy. All right, y'all enjoy it there, okay?
All righty.
Get back email errors? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it emails me back, and I usually get 6 emails at a time sent within 30 seconds. Error posting post. And it's kind of strange because it's not just one error, it's a whole bunch of.
Is it
that's possibly the format of it? Like it's HTML?
All my emails go out of. Well. On the PC, my emails go out in HTML, but usually on my email, it comes out of the Braille Plus, and that's text, Larry? Is it text
Yeah.
Email? That's what I
thought. Wow, I wonder if it's something the Braille Plus is doing to generate those errors.
They say it gets them from the PC, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You haven't tried to email your blog from the Braille Plus?
I tried it once from the Braille Plus, once from the PC. There's been, about a month and a half since I tried that. I don't even think I remember the email address to send the posts to. But for me, I go to my blog page enough that, it keeps it in my history. So I go up to the address bar and just start to type in the URL. And it remembers, and I just push enter, and I have it remembering my login. So I just type in the first few letters in my blog page. And then it's right there. And I just can click new post or edit post or whatever.
It's interesting to talk to a young person like you because at least I know this is true of me. I don't know about you, Kim, but I find most web applications to be very cumbersome to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like most young guys like you whip around on them like it's nothing. So have you got some tips for us or some secrets we need to know about?
I have my blog up since January. And what I usually do is when I first started the blog, I kind of got in there and just kind of memorized, you need to go to this link for this and that link for that. And then once you kind of get that in your head, you just got to go there and you just know what you're looking for.
Do you use bookmarks? Do you do search for the...
I usually use the JAWS search, push F3 or Control F, and just search for what I want.
That's the way I would do it.
So instead of having to tab 20 times to get to the new post, you just search for whatever
uh-huh.
the...
You haven't used any of the configuration stuff for JAWS to personalize the page or anything?
A little bit.
Are you a JAWS user?
Uh-huh. Well, that was the first screen reader I had, because that's kind of one that everybody hears of
uh-huh.
a little bit more. I like to try out Window Eyes, but it's just not easy to get both,
Have you tried System Access?
I have. I have a case for K-12 account.
Oh, yeah?
And I occasionally use Thunder and NVDA. And those are actually pretty good for being free. Yeah.
Do you have the latest NVDA? Because
uh-huh.
the spell check was finally working, I was pretty excited.
Yeah. Jake's snuggling up by my feet.
He's what?
Snuggling up by my feet.
Oh, you want me to move it?
No, it's fine.
Okay, sorry.
I'm surprised.
So's Jake. He thinks you're a pillow, I guess.
And he wouldn't move. He was like almost afraid of me yesterday.
One day I was standing outside waiting for somebody to give me a ride. And
you guys want me to freshen up your teas for you?
Jake was laying there in the curb, kind of, and he had his head up on the curb part of it.
Uh-huh.
and a lady drove by, and I hear her slam on her brakes, and she comes backing up, and she goes, "Is he all right?" And about that time, Jake kind of picked his head up, and she goes, "Oh my goodness, I thought he was dead."
He won't do that again then.
He's just laying his head on the curb for a pillow. Let's see, about 6 years, I guess, already. Wow.
Wow.
I think that's right. I got him, he was a little old when I got him because he had gone out with someone else and they sent him back. They said, they told me anyway, that the student told him that a dog didn't fit into their lifestyle. But I know why now. Because when I got Jake home, he was wild. Yeah. I couldn't control him. He'd run my grandkids over, and then he'd just come steam running at them full blast, just plow them down.
I always thought that was one of your funniest stories you always tell on podcasts. Is right when you, like in your little place at Seeing Eye, when you first got him, he got plowed you over.
Yeah, he did me too, yeah. Yeah, I threw a little... I brought a little bone with me, which you're not supposed to do. So I hope you're not listening, Seeing Eye. But I tossed it across the room, and he grabbed it, and he just flew through the air and hit me right in the chest, just about knocked me over.
Tall guy.
Well, I was sitting on the bed, so.
It's probably a good thing you were on the bed.
Yeah. My other dog was so gentle.
I think Aiden and Jake are two of a kind.
They are. They're glad to see each other in the mornings. They're quite boisterous.
I think Larry talks to Aiden more than he talks to us.
He comes into your office.
Yeah, we let him wander around up there.
Seeing I better not be listening.
And how long have you had the dog?
5 years. He's my second.
Yeah, I couldn't decide whether I wanted a dog or not. When I was in college, this friend of mine had one, and I noticed, boy, he was getting around a lot better than I was. And I was good with a cane. It's just that, you know, with a cane, you have to touch things pretty much or listen for echoes. And with a dog, they can just zoom around things. And,
yeah.
Which is both good and bad.
It can be bad, yeah. It's hard to know exactly where you are sometimes.
But if you're a good cane traveler, the dog is just an excellent extension.
You have to be a good cane traveler, though, yeah. You know, the ironic thing is, I'm not a good cane traveler anymore, though.
I'm a crazy one now.
Yeah,
I keep thinking the dogs or the cane's going to tell me which direction to go, you know, so I just keep trucking. So, yeah, I'm probably unsafe with a cane now.
So would you recommend people with dogs to go out and use their cane sometimes, too?
We all do, but we never get the time in with the cane that you need to get really good. So, no, it's kind of unsafe, I would say. I don't know about you, Larry.
Yeah, I mean, you have to force yourself to really do it, to leave your dog home once a week or every other week or something. It's just not convenient to do that.
You get so used to the speed and the travel. It changes your whole plans if you have to walk without the dog.
I think too, though, don't you, Ken? Like, if you pick the cane back up, you'd be back in the swing within a week or two.
Well, I don't think. Like I said, I get around with the cane fine. I mean, when he went in for surgery, I went to work off the bus, you know, across several streets. I didn't have that much trouble. It was just very slow. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could get used to the speed again.
Yeah. So, trying to call me.
Phone interruption.
What? Hey.
So what's your other favorite device?
Oh, we're over here at Friday's.
Well, I must say that I'm probably more familiar with all the APA products than anything else.
Really?
Got that.
It's because...
Yeah.
Everything else is so expensive that it's kind of hard to get, you know?
Vienna's
there's
amazing.
Quota funds for
right.
APA
one.
Stuff. Oh, gosh. Braille and Speech Scholar. That was the first machine I ever got.
Wow. I started on when I was when I first started college.
I'll be there.
They gave me a BrailleSpeak 640.
Oh, right, see there.
Yeah,
it starts.
They
at
gave
two?
Me BrailleSpeak 640, and they said, "Okay, this is how you take notes." Because I was newly blind, so I've been sighted for 20 years, and they gave me the BrailleSpeak and expected me to be able to use it. So I learned it quite quickly, but it's still it was a shock.
Yeah.
Would you like the Scholar?
It was all right. I like when they came out with the new Scholar about 4 years ago.
Oh, with the double talk speech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you meet Fred last night?
No, I didn't. I didn't get to.
Bummer.
We went by his office yesterday, but he was on a tech support call.
So does Fred do most of the phone calls and Pamela does most of the email? Is that how that kind of works out? Or
she does calls, too. Sir?
Hmm? Are you finished with your plate? I'll take it for you.
I guess they're just...
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, the way you would want it is that you don't always have tech support calls going on.
Yeah.
In fact, when I had my my own company, that was one of our goals. Was every time we get... And it is here, too. Every time we get a tech support call, we analyze why is it people aren't understanding this, or is there really something wrong with the program first? And of course, that's easy to fix. But the biggest thing was, why is this confusing to people? You know, and then we'd change the program so that it wouldn't be. And eventually, you get to where you don't have very many tech support calls, except for people just call up and want to chat or whatever.
Yeah. About three years ago, I got the book port. And that's kind of what really got me interested in technology. Because then I was getting, you know, MP3 files, podcasts, books. And then the Braille Plus came along.
And Braille Light.
Yeah, the Braille Light. The school bought me a Braille Light M20.
What'd you think of that?
Very interesting.
In what way?
I don't know. Wow. It was just... It was kind of nice. It was like the Braille speed, that's what I was used to, but it was just kind of a pain. It was big. It was thick.
Yeah.
It was a device before its time, I think, when saw it. I think they had a great idea.
But they could have made it better.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the case that's on it isn't very protective. Mine kind of, like, when you push keys, it creaks. It's just, like, it's, like, really thin plastic, and I'm always worried, is this going to bust open on me?
And it doesn't have mail.
Yeah, it does. It's
okay for any dessert.
Pardon?
Any dessert.
Oh, what do you have?
We have a vanilla bean cheesecake. We have a peanut butter pie. We have a brownie obsession. It comes with ice cream and caramel on top of it.
What do you guys think? Are you a dessert person, Chase?
I want some dessert, but...
Sure. We got a cup of dirt for the kids. It's chocolate pudding, Oreo cookies, and gummy worms.
Sure.
Want a cup of dirt? It's on the kids' menu. All right. I'll get that for you. You guys okay?
You want something, Dana?
I'm probably good.
Okay. What about you, Miss Dana?
No, I'm fine.
Well, I'm not going to be the only other one that eats dessert.
All right, no problem. You all want this all on one check?
Yes, please.
One check? Okay, be right back.
That's funny. Normally, I'm not this hungry, but when we flew here, we barely ate, you know, when we were on our way here. And I was so hungry. We had our layover in the Memphis airport, and I was like, I need ice cream. So we went and got ice cream, and I just gulped down that ice cream cone like it was never, like, never be the last one in existence.
How was the trip as... Did you enjoy it? I mean,
yeah.
Have you flown before?
Yep, that's my fourth time flying.
Okay.
So. I like it, actually. I like to fly. I like anything that moves. Roller coasters, planes.
Tell where we're going tomorrow.
Six Flags.
Oh, that should be fun.
Oh, yeah, you'll love that.
Have you ever been to the one around here?
Uh-huh. My daughter and I rode that... I think it's a roller coaster that you, like, hang off of.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I didn't even know it. But she told me we were going upside down. But we were going so fast, I didn't even realize.
I'll never forget. We have a amusement park about 3 hours away from us. And I'd never been on an upside down roller coaster before. I was about 6 years old. And it went upside down 6 times. And I rode it, and we got over. We were getting off, and I said, Mom, we didn't go upside down. Is it really over? We have really gone upside down 6 times.
And there's y'all's check for your convenience, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Y'all enjoy.
Chase is done.
Do you like more coffee, sir? Mm-hmm. Okay, right back with you.
Is it being for this one?
Mm-hmm. This summer, we went to the roller coaster capital of the world.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Cedar Point. It's in Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah, I wanted to go there. What was it like?
It's awesome. They have 17 roller coasters. You have to be there at least 2 days.
That's the one on the lake, right?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be there at least 2 days to ride everything.
Do they let...
It's huge.
Is it like Disneyland? Do they let us cut line?
No.
Oh. I went to Disneyland and I didn't find out. I took my kids and we were there for 4 days. And on the fourth day, the lady comes up and goes, "You're in the wrong line." I was like, what do you mean? And she says, "Well, you get to come around back and go in first."
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, at Disneyland.
Sir, though. It's a fresh cut for you, okay?
Hey, oh, ma'am, does that say Chase on it?
No, sir. It says Visa and National City.
Okay, let me give you this other one. Are you the one that's taking our ticket?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yes, Chase says Chase.
All right.
All right, be right back, okay?
I got to use the Chase card when we're eating with Chase.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, from then on, for that whole day, we rode first on all the rides. It was awesome.
Oh, we could have used that trip. We went up.
Yeah,
because of the vision?
Yeah. Any disabilities, they have a... You can go around to the disability entrance. So, and your whole family gets to go with you. So,
wow.
It's awesome.
That would have been really handy. Here we go, you guys.
I'm going to ask about like that tomorrow.
Okay. Do you want me to take a plate and get it away for
sure.
You?
Sure.
Definitely ask at Six Flags. They might have something like that, but it makes a big difference.
I mean, this is just my opinion, but I don't really consider blindness a major disability.
Yeah, neither did I.
Right, but if you can do that kind of stuff, I mean, I think it's kind of ridiculous not to take those advantages.
Well, I had left my dog at the hotel because they would watch him and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I took my cane and I had it folded up for the first 3 days. I just happened to have it unfolded and was standing there, and the lady in the line goes, "You're in the wrong line."
You didn't bring your dog on space mission.
No. I had a hard time the first day strapping him into Space Mountain. Yeah, so.
I'm going to ask about that tomorrow.
Hey, Dana. Could I get you to add her gratuity on there for me, please? What? How much is it?
$49.92.
Let's add $6 to it then.
Well, I guess, Larry, if I brought up my blog earlier, are you still recording?
What's that now?
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
I should probably give the address of my... blog, since we were talking about that.
Oh, you did? Didn't you?
No, I just...
Blind Mobile Tech?
BlindMobileTech.blogspot.com.
Okay, oh. Yeah.
But if you want to subscribe to it, you can use feeds.feedburner.com/BlindMobileTech.
Okay.
And then the B in blind, the M in mobile, and the T in tech are all capitalized.
Okay.
Does the capitalization matter?
Yeah.
When you're subscribing, it does?
With Feedburner, it does.
Okay.
See, this is the one I keep, right?
Yes. You want me to put the...
Pardon me?
You want me to put the final amount?
Oh.
My blog does go through droughts, though. I tried updating it with all the latest adaptive technology news, but sometimes other things get in the way, and I just...
I can't wait for you to get on Twitter. I mean on Twitter.
Twitter. Is that a new thing we're doing? Twitter?
Twitter. Well, see, the posts are called tweets.
So okay.
Like when I was writing the manual, I keep wanting to call it Twitter. I had to go back and correct it. By the way, thank you very much for all those manual corrections, Chase.
You're welcome.
You know what I'm thinking about?
Which one's the huge list I sent in to you a couple months ago?
Yeah, I was glad to get it. I'm thinking about putting that manual up on a wiki site and letting anybody edit it.
That'd be great.
I've linked to it front of Wiki in several spots. You mean like the Icon and Braille Plus user site Wiki?
Yeah.
I could just like copy and paste it up there. Or I guess that would probably wouldn't work, would it? To do the copy and paste.
For the whole manual, you mean?
Yeah,
I think you'd have to. I don't know. Does it? I mean, it's.
It probably wouldn't work because you use HTML code on the manual, and the way you use the Wiki code.
Yeah, I'll have to check. The thing I'm worried about is getting it back out of there in HTML, because what the format that the Braille Plus wants is DAISY, you know, for the quick, for the help.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I can get it back out in HTML without mangling it.
You should be able to parse it.
Should be able to, yeah. It's just one of those things that's going to take us a day or two to
figure out.
Get it all figured out, yeah.
Yeah, when I don't know how to do that kind of stuff on the Wiki, I just go bug Mike McDonald and ask him.
He was here this morning.
He was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So how many people do you have in the tech department now? How many developers?
Let's see, we've got me and Rob. Roger, who was the one that was in there in the GPS session.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Ken and Keith and John and Mike. So what is that, 7? Plus we've got a, yeah, it's too bad you don't have your degree already. We've got a job open for, we're trying to hire one more programmer. And it pays pretty good money, too. I think we're starting out, like, well, not starting out. If you're experienced, we're paying like $27 an hour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, because it's a, you know, you have to really kind of know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a job that people have to do, and it's not like a super easy job, you know?
Well, but you know what, though? It's an enjoyable job.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not easy. I mean, I think that's probably what makes part of it enjoyable is it's challenging.
And I like things like that.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle all the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see. I guess we've probably bored these people at Blind Cool Tech.
I forgot we were recording.
Hey, we are. Are we, anybody else got anything they want to conclude with or anything for the good of the group?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
I'm tapped. I don't know.
What about you, Dana?
No.
All right. And I've got lots more to say, so I'll just talk now. All right. Thank you all for joining us. This has been a little bit different one. We used to do Breakfast with Mark. Well, this is Lunch with Chase. That'll be the name
of
this podcast.
How's that cup of dirt?
Good.
Is it good stuff?
Yep.
All right. You got your plate, ma'am? Do you guys want any more teas? Either one of you?
I am good.
Good? All right. Have a great day, okay, you guys?
You have a great one yourself. Thanks.